This is Kelly Henderson, and you are listening to the Velvet's Edge podcast. New episodes of the VE podcast start this Friday with a new episode of Act Casual with myself and Chip Dorsch. Until then, I wanted to give you guys one more of my favorite episodes on the VE podcast. This is seriously one of the most fascinating people I have ever talked to. He is my friend and psychic medium, Frank Castellano. Okay, before you get spooked and you're like, okay, Kelly, whatever you say. Yeah, I had those same exact thoughts until I first met with Frank. I talk a lot about my specific first reading in this podcast and why it was so impactful that it made me a quick believer. I don't want to spoil the story, so you'll just have to keep listening, but don't knock it till you try it and don't knock this until you listen. I promise you will not be disappointed. Here's our conversation. You guys are listening to the Velvet's Edge podcast. Oh my God, I'm so excited.
Me too. I'm super excited.
I am here with Frank, how do I say your last name?
Castellano,
who is my psychic? Is that what I call you?
Yes.
Okay, this is what I need you to explain. What's the difference between, or first of all, what would you call yourself?
So yeah, a precognitive psychic medium.
Precognitive?
Yeah.
What does that mean?
Because I can perceive future events. So there are postcognitives that can see like past lives.
Okay.
And so a precognitive can see future events or can perceive them. Some people will hear things, some people will see them. So that's what I do. And the psychic medium part. So a medium, every medium is psychic. Not every psychic is medium. So
meaning like they could, the psychic people could see they're the precognitive, like what you're saying,
for
could
sure.
See the future.
Right.
The medium can actually speak to people
that have crossed over, that are around us, that love us.
Our spiritual guides, is that what you call them?
Well, our loved ones, our ancestors, our, you know, parents that have crossed over, or friends or grandparents. So people that we knew in physical form that have crossed over and that are still with us.
So that's the medium part.
That's the medium
part. So you do both.
I do.
So you're my precognitive psychic medium.
I know it's really long, right?
And you're just my friend. So
there we go.
Okay, I need to know everything. Like, how did you figure out that you had this gift?
So kind of sort of accidentally, actually. Like, I didn't know that other people didn't have it. Like, I was always aware that I was able to pick stuff up.
Yeah.
And I am so sorry if my parents are listening. But one of my first recollections is me sitting at the kitchen table and my mom asking me questions about my friend, my dad's friend, who was really pretty, and if he bought stuff for her and what he did with her. And it wasn't until much later that I realized she was asking about my dad's mistress. So I have a half brother and a half sister, just, you know, there. But so I remember being aware of that. And I have an uncle, an aunt, and two cousins that crossed over in a fire in LA. And I remember being in the living room in our house and them appearing.
What just happened? The lights
did
just flashed.
Did you see that?
Yeah. Were they saying hi to us? Y'all, that
as
was
we're
a great.
Talking,
oh my gosh. The lights just flashed.
And we've been hanging out and they haven't done anything in the moment.
So they're like, what's up?
They're like, we're here. We're here.
I literally have the chills.
So, yeah, but that happens. If when you open a spirit, like, there it is. So, so when we were in our living room, I remember seeing them come into form.
Okay.
And it was.
Wait. When you say form, like, I need to know.
So
what do you mean?
I'm sitting there, and other family members are sitting around. And on Sundays, it was sort of a tradition that family members would come to our house, and we would grill out, and we would eat, and really just coming into form is them manifesting so that I can see.
Do they look like what they looked like before they crossed over?
Not those. I mean, now I have restrictions. So if someone passes away in a very violent way, I don't want to see that. I don't need to see that. But, you know, at that point, I think I was 6 years old, about 6 years old. and I saw them very kind of charred up, and it was not like the most beautiful.
You saw them as they actually passed.
Yeah, right.
Oh my gosh. Did you freak out? Like, what was your...
My aunt is a psychic medium, too,
out
in Arizona. She doesn't do readings anymore.
So is this genetic?
So I'm the sixth generation psychic medium in my family.
Wow.
And there's five gifts that work through our family, and I have four out of the five gifts. And she has four out of the five gifts. So what I don't have is psychometry, which is I can't pick something up and like tell you about it. Like, so antique stores, I'm totally useless. She totally has that. Okay. She will touch something and she'll be like, oh, such and such had this and it was fantastic and they loved it, and then somebody stole it. And she can know the whole story behind it.
But so what are your four gifts?
So I am clairvoyant, so I can see things. Movies, pictures in my mind. I can see colors around people. I'm clairaudient. I can hear things. I'm clairsentient, so I feel things. I sense things. I am a medium, and I'm empathic. So there's these four kind of gifts that I kind of work with.
So when you saw your aunt and uncle who had crossed over, did you go tell your mom? Like, were you like, oh my gosh?
And so my aunt luckily was there. So my aunt, they knew that I was going to be different. I guess I would say that. They didn't know I was going to be this fabulous, but they knew that I was going to be a bit different. Because so when I was born, I was actually born like in the, this is going to sound so gross, guys. I was born sort of in that sac, that kind of coal.
Okay.
I guess that is in Italy, that's a sign of the Benedanti, which are sort of these good, God, if it gets so folklore-y on you. It's this sign of like good witches, like people that were blessed to like help the crops and like gifted and whatever. And so.
So if you're born in that sack, you will be like
yeah,
that?
You have some kind of gift.
Okay.
And so the moment that I was born, my aunt was there and she stayed there. She ended up living with our parents until I was about maybe seven.
Yeah.
And she's able to pick things up. So luckily she was there when I was seeing all that.
So you
and
just
she was
went
able
to talk to her?
Yeah. She, I mean, I'm freaking out. Like,
well,
I'm
obviously.
Like crying. And she's like there immediately just reassuring me. Because she felt it.
This is, that's what I was going to say. Does she like, you run over, you're crying. Is she like, oh, I already know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Really?
But it's not so much because I'm crying. It's because she felt the same thing. So it's like, and this is a super bad example, but if there's like a haunted house, right?
Yeah.
So people that are sensitive will feel things. Like you can walk in and feel that it's out of balance or feel that it's, you know, there's something off. And so people that are sensitive will feel spirit sort of shift. And so it wasn't just me crying. She felt that shift of energy there.
Like she knew they were probably there too.
Right.
Wow. I mean, there's like, first of all, I wonder if people listening are like, what the fuck?
I know. They're like, what's going on?
Yeah. Like, Kelly's lost her mind. What? I mean, because it sounds so crazy.
Although I will say, and I'm not going to get into it with everybody, but I showed you and I showed Aaron Creighton the email of a client of mine that is working with the FBI. And, you know, so there are, I know that there's a lot of like, you're nuts, you know, and that's
absolutely
totally fine. Like, you want to think I'm nuts? I'm totally cool. Like, I'm over here doing my thing.
You do you, boo. Well, I mean, obviously, I don't think you're nuts because I've come to you multiple times. And people, yesterday I posted on my Instagram and I was like, I'm doing a podcast with Frank. Like,
oh, my gosh.
And people said to me, they were like, why do you go, does it not freak you out? And also, like, how do you believe in this? Like, because I was a skeptic.
Right.
But the first time I came in, and you probably don't remember this, but my grandfather came in, and the way that you were describing, you were like, okay, this man will not shut up. Like, we've got to just start because he wants to talk to you so bad. And the way that you described his personality, I knew exactly who it was. there's no way you could Google that shit.
Like, you know, I love that because I don't hear a lot of feedback.
Oh, I should have told you this. Yes, because he came through in my last reading too. And everything you ever describe him as, I'm like, I know immediately who you're talking about. And it's so genuinely him. So it made me a believer, like,
well, and I
instantly
love that. Like, it's not even just that, that you know that I'm doing sort of my work, but that you know that they're around you. Like, my spirit guide one time was like, don't get a big head. Because we will totally shut you off. You're not that important.
Yeah, you're like, just I was like the channel.
Right. I was like,
wow.
Okay, got this. Got the memo.
Oh, my God. So can we talk about spirit guides a little bit?
Yes.
Because this is so fascinating to me. So does everyone have spirit guides?
Everybody has a whole team. So you have spirit guides. You have angels. You have totems. So you have a whole team.
What's a totem?
So spirit guides and angels. Spirit guides are kind of like your counselors. So think about if you're going through a breakup and sometimes you just need to talk to someone.
Mm-hmm.
Spirit guides are kind of like your counselors. They sort of help you internally navigate through it. Angels are much more emotion-based. Sometimes you're going through a breakup and you don't want to talk to anybody. You just want to cry.
Yeah.
You just want to, like, let's get drunk and let's just listen to music and cry. Those are angels. They hold emotion. So totems
are... What do you mean they hold emotion? They, like, they take that for you?
They radiate, kind of, and I don't want to say the opposite, but they radiate the deficiency that you need. So let's say you are in despair. They'll radiate hope. If you are angry, they radiate safety. So they come around, and sometimes you just need someone that's like going to radiate.
Yeah.
You know, just going to be that strength. That's what angels are. And then totems are animals. They're natural elements. So if you need strength, you might get the sequoia. Or if you're going through a transformational cycle, you might get like a butterfly or a snake. So they're kind of these energy representations of nature.
Wait, you gave me an orchid when I got here. Why'd you pick that?
Well,
so that I wouldn't kill it?
Those are really easy to maintain and they're beautiful.
He knows I have a black thumb psychically. Did you know that?
But orchids are a symbol of grace, of beauty, and of strength. These flowers can just, you know, you don't have to, water them a lot. And
yeah.
They maintain these beautiful, strong stalks and they kind of bloom beautifully. And that's one of the things I feel like you're learning. Because with my readings, everyone's going to read differently. What I focus on are lessons. Like, what are you here to learn? And that's a really good, the orchid's kind of like your lesson. Like, I can be beautiful and I'm amazingly strong. I can grow, you know, wherever, you know, and flourish. You got this.
Okay, can we go back to spirit guides? Because now that we've talked a little bit about the difference between spirit guides and angels, like, the fact my grandfather's come in twice now in two of my readings, both times it's very like he has something very direct to say to me. And I think that it's like accurate stuff too. So is he a spirit guide for me?
Well, he's an ancestral spirit or like
what
a protectorate spirit.
Okay.
So spirit guides are assigned to you. Like, you basically choose them before you come to Earth.
I chose them?
For sure. You choose everything. You choose, like, your eye color. You choose your sign. When people are choosing, like, body type, I guess I missed that class.
Oh, that's what I was going to say. Is like, why wouldn't we all choose
like
to be supermodels?
Right? Yeah, no. Because it's really dependent on what you're learning.
What lessons
to
learn.
So Earth is a training ground for us. And I think the ultimate lesson is compassionate love. But we all go about it different ways. Like, for some people, it's boundaries. And some people, it's strength. And for some people, it's forgiveness. So you choose people that are going to help you learn that. Spirit guides and angels and totems to really kind of help you learn what is it that I'm here to accomplish.
So we picked that before our soul. Like really break this down because first of all, do you listen to Oprah's podcast?
I do. Super Soul Sunday.
Yes,
she's fantastic.
She happened to do one this week with a psychic as well. And I was like, Ober and I must be aligned. This is just what I want to tell myself, I guess.
It's true, though.
Yes. But so they talked a lot about your soul and like when we come to Earth, we choose these bodies and we have these different levels, which I won't even get to. You guys just go listen right to this Super Soul podcast. But you're saying that we choose before we come here what we need to learn, the lessons that we need to learn.
Right. So the energy that is God, whatever that energy is pure love.
Yeah.
So basically God is like, if you ever go to any psychic or any medium and you're like, what does God have to say to me? Like they should really answer like, I love you. Like have fun, right? Don't be an ass.
Yeah.
You know, I love you. And so you get to choose because the source energy, God energy, is about love. So you get to choose, you know what, right now I need to learn about forgiveness or I need to learn about strength or beauty or whatever it is. Mm-hmm. And then you work around what that is. And so coming to Earth sometimes feels like a duty, but it's almost like a privilege, like how great it is to connect to people and to love people, right? Like to hang out with you guys today. Like how amazing is that? So yeah. We're here to learn.
So all of our journeys are to just become our higher selves.
To remember who we are, which is love, which is who we already are. We've just kind of forgotten it.
So do you believe in reincarnation?
For sure.
So how many times have I been Did you know I was going to ask you that?
So let me tell you a quick story. So I started doing some readings at... there's a store out in California called Kindred Spirits. The owner is named Persis. She's really great. And one time they had a post-cognitive that read past lives.
Yeah.
And so I got a reading and this lady's like, you've suffered and, you know, you've done all this stuff and it's been very arduous. And I was like, yeah, okay, whatever. And then she said, you have a sword sticking out of your stomach. Do you have any stomach issues? That was so precise. I was like,
really?
Yeah. Like for years I've had that. And she goes, well, just work with these crystals and do this and do that. And you'll be fine. And 30 days later, I was completely fine. So like, as far as past lives go, they kind of, if you have, and this is going to sound so kind of technical, but if you have a physical anchor, this is when they come into place. So with past lives, knowing that the soul is eternal, you've probably been on this physical planet on Earth probably about 200 to 250.
Me? Like,
but I would also say this is not the only place that we reincarnate, for sure. Yeah.
What?
You know, some of the oldest people...
My head's about to pop off my body.
The people that, like, when people are like, I'm an old soul. Like, some of the oldest souls that I see, you know those people that are holding, like, the contributor that don't, like, really have a home? Like, when people say, God's never going to give you anything that you can't handle, like, these people don't have a home. Sometimes they don't have a voice. Right. Like, those are old souls. Like, they can hold all that stuff. Like, they're ancient. So, I mean, yeah, we reincarnate all kinds of places.
That makes... Okay, I have a question. Because if you say we pick how we come back, why would we... Like, why would you pick to come back and be homeless? Or why would you pick to come back and go through pain?
Because it gives you an opportunity to give love to others. So it's one of those where I may come into injure so that it'll give you an opportunity to show forgiveness, right? Ugh. So even all like the people that quote unquote are like bad.
Yeah.
Like I know people are like, oh, Donald Trump. Rah, 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 rah. Like even he is a child of God. Like everybody is. So everybody comes in to help everybody else out.
We have a live audience. I should have mentioned this earlier, but Aaron Creighton, who I've also done a podcast with, a lot of you guys know, is who introduced me to Frank.
We love
you.
She
and her dog Rupp came to watch us. The first live VE podcast. Do you want to say hello to the people, Erin?
Hi, everybody.
Rup is over here chewing ice. So if you guys hear anything.
You didn't see him drink the tequila.
Oh, wow. So now fantastic. We're getting a dog drunk. he doesn't have to call me. Shit. God, I lost my train of thought now. But I'm like, Where were we?
Well, let me kind of tell you a little of sort of what happens sort of in a reading a little bit.
Oh, that's a good one. Okay. So, now you're leading the podcast.
So, my God, no. I just wanted to tell you. So, at least for me in a session, so I'd sit someone down, and I always start with a prayer.
Which I actually think is fascinating, because when I first came in here, I was like, there's a bunch of crystals and candles, and if you're at all of a religious person, I think a lot of people get really scared of psychics.
For sure.
So, this, when you come in and you sit with you, and you do, you pray.
Mm-hmm. Well, I, you know, there's a church across the street, so I don't want someone to come in.
You don't
want to
piss anybody off. But so you're very spiritual. Yeah. It's not like you're some witchcraft person, like, doing right. voodoo in
well,
here.
Well, like, and I want, I guess my intention with my life is really, like, if I can help, like, if I'm here, let me do whatever I can to help. Like, today I had a flat tire coming in, and it was this, you know, minimal thing, but I got a chance to, like, what's the spiritual lesson here? Because we have, you know, spirituality is not just meditation, and it's not just chanting, you know, doing like a sun salutation. You know, spirituality can be working at a lab, you know, at Vanderbilt. Spirituality can be, I'm going to go on stage and I'm going to perform in mm-hmm. front of people. Spirituality is, I'm going to get them ready to perform and get on stage. Or I'm going to create an event for all these people to have fun. So,
it's more of like a connection.
For sure. And so even just praying is like, I'm just hoping to do the best. I'm staying out of the way. Let me be as lovingly honest, because you don't want to be harsh either. People are coming in. We don't always know what people are wounded by. Mm-hmm. And let me be lovingly honest and give me whatever assistance that I need and open up. And so, I mean, that's not so much my prayer, but that, I guess we should do that one.
So you do, you just try to open up to a higher power or to
God.
To God.
To God.
So do you believe in heaven?
I do, but I don't believe in hell. So
right.
like, I believe that everybody eventually just goes back to God, like to source.
So we
know?
Come here, we learn our lessons, we become our higher selves, and then we just go back.
Mm-hmm. And it's through levels. So as sort of reductive as it sounds, there's like 9 levels.
No, this is what I listened to on the podcast today.
Seriously?
Yes, on the Oprah podcast.
Did they say like 9 levels?
Yeah, and
oh,
once you get to 10, you graduate.
You do. You go back to God. Who was this?
Ansel something.
Wow, that's wild. Yeah.
Yeah. He wrote a book about it.
Wow.
But yeah.
I need to check it out. That's
yeah,
wild.
Yeah, you do. Yeah. So we graduate back, and he talked about you become like either a spirit guide or maybe it was like, I'm probably going to get this wrong. So,
Not at all. Then
the angel thing, like, I'm confused. How do you get to that?
And this is weird. So angels and humans, and actually kind of sort of animals, but that takes a different tone. Angels and humans are sort of different phylums. So angels have this hierarchy of choirs. So there are 9 choirs, angels, archangels, principalities, dominions, thrones, all the way up to seraphim. Humans are a little bit different. Humans come here to experience, to learn, to help stitch back everything. And so even in scripture, it says like angels are sons of fire and man are sons of earth, because they were kind of created different. Although, this is going to sound so weird, you can come back up as an animal if you want to. Like,
oh.
Or as if you need to. Like, you can come back because you need to learn lessons.
That's why people always think animals have personalities.
Yeah, like my dog is a cat. Like, my dog
wow.
is not a dog. And Rupp here is like
it's Aaron's boyfriend.
Oh my God. We're trying to change.
No, literally,
that
they're holding
a little
hands
bit.
As we talk.
I love that.
What would you say, because I feel like I got this question a lot, like people ask me, so when you go into a reading, and this has happened to me, you tell me stuff that's going to happen, right? How do I not live my life that way? Like, okay, for instance, if we were talking about dating, like, yes, the last reading you did, you actually told me who I'm going to marry, and it was very specific. How do I not hold on to, like, the exact descriptions that you gave, like, because you were like,
he's got really cool hair.
Yeah, you did say that. And you said something about his eyes. And like, what if I meet someone that just has, like, okay, let's say you had said he has brown hair.
Right.
And then I met someone with blonde hair and I fell totally in love with him. And I was like, this is the guy for me.
Well, did he dye his hair?
I don't know, Frank. But I'm saying, like, how much weight would you tell people to put into what you're saying?
Well,
because you also say, like, you're like, sometimes I'm wrong.
Right. That's sort of the balance that I have to go through with my life, and which is one of the reasons why I'm very blessed and very glad that I'm able to focus on lessons, because everything that I'm reading, so there are possibilities and there are probabilities. Mm-hmm. Everything is possible. Not everything is probable in this moment. It's probably not probable that I'm going to go win the lottery, because I know me. If I win the lottery...
Well, I was going to say, why wouldn't you, though?
Oh, my God. I would totally be in Hawaii drinking Mai Tais and getting drunk.
No, but could like, you predict numbers? So, like,
no, because I know me. Because I know... It's all about lessons, right? Like, I know if I did that, kaput. Like,
yeah,
I would totally be...
Yeah.
So it doesn't sort of behoove me. It doesn't...
Doesn't serve you.
It doesn't. And so when I'm
that's a
focusing,
lot of self-restraint. If I was a psychic, I feel like I would be like, let
well,
me go do that Powerball.
You don't even have
Power
to
ball.
Think about it. It's because there's some self-awareness to it.
Oh.
So when it comes to the future, I'm looking at what's probable. Like, what is the most probable thing that I see you going down a path? You can always choose to go, you know what? F men, I'm going to become a lesbian.
I
like,
wish
forget
I could.
That.
There are multiple no. days where I'm like, God, I wish I liked girls.
And then that totally will change it. But, you know, it's, I have to kind of walk, and this totally is a fun podcast, but I, you know, when I'm in readings, I do have to walk that line of spiritual responsibility and knowing that sometimes my words carry a lot of weight.
Oh my gosh, I hold on to them so
and
much.
So that's kind of what I focus on is like, but let's go back to like, here's what you're learning, because you're manifesting that depending on here's what you're learning. And it's really all about that. Like, I'm being able to tune into these lessons.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's a big portion of it, because if I can help you understand what you're learning and help you create and manifest a better life, then you have the power. It's
so
all
that's
about empowerment.
That's interesting you say that, because when I came in the other day, I was, well, first of all, I came in and I was like, the last reading I did, you told me I was reading my soulmate in the year. So I was like, coming in, I'm like, Frank, where the fuck is he? And I was determined to talk about relationships. Like, my grandfather came in, and at first I was like, kind of annoyed, because I'm like, Papa, like, I've talked to you already. I am on a mission. I need to know about this. And you called me out really fast. I don't know if you even realized this, but she said, sometimes we come in with a very, like,
specific sort of
thing that we want to talk about. But then my Papa ended up saying something about who I should pick, which was very interesting to me.
Can I tell you a quick story? I'm sorry.
Yes, like, please.
So I had a reading about probably 4 or 5 months ago, and her father came through immediately.
Yeah.
And I was describing him and his personality and what he was doing, and she said, that's my dad.
Yeah.
And so we were talking about some lessons that he was, you know, helping her learn, and I felt like she wasn't fully, like, invested. Like, she was, like, listening, but it's like, this is not kind of what I came for. So halfway through, I was like, okay, so what questions do you have for me? She said, I want to talk to my husband who's crossed over. And I said, okay, now I don't get to choose.
That's what I was gonna say. Who comes
what
through.
What comes through,
yeah.
Who comes through, what I see. And so I just kind of held a space and asked for him. And he came through.
He did?
And so I said, do you have something to say to her? And he said no.
Oh,
and
shit.
And it's very difficult when someone's sitting there in the chair and they're hoping for someone and there's nothing to say. So my job, again, is to be really lovingly honest. And I said to her, he doesn't have anything he doesn't have anything to convey. And then he said, I already told her. I told her she needed to move on. And I asked her, did he tell you to move on with anybody, with someone specific?
Yeah.
And she said, yeah. And I said, then he doesn't want to hold you back. So, you know,
wow.
It's like spirit always knows what you need to know. The deficiency is never within. It's always with us. So if I don't get something right, that's totally fine. I'm off. But my job is to make sure that you know it's never them. That they're always around you and they love you and they got you. They got you, boo.
They got you. Yeah, because you actually stopped our reading and you were like, okay, what's going on? Like, and you asked me like, what are you feeling maybe? Which is something you haven't done before. And I was pretty stuck with this stuff.
Right. Sometimes I do that. I had a reading recently where there was a husband and a wife that came in.
Mm-hmm.
She scheduled the session. And they are going through a really kind of tough period. And she came in and, you know, had a wonderful session, I think. And then she left. And then he came in and we were talking about their relationship. And I said, you're pushing the divorce. And he said, yeah. And I said, the sex is off.
You could just feel that?
Yeah. Well, like, it's really odd to describe this, but it's like pieces of information, the clairsentient piece. It's like I just know it. Like, it just downloads. And he said, yeah. So I said, well, and honestly, I didn't want to tell him right off the bat, but I'm like, it's okay. You're gay. You're just not ready. You're not ready to go into that.
So did you say that to him?
So I said, well, are you gay? And he said, I don't think so. And I'm like,
that's definitely
not a no. That's not, you're not saying no. So let's, you know, and so you have to be mindful about it. There's a lot of different pieces of it. And I think, you know, at the core of it is just having compassion. Like, okay, here's this guy. He's struggling. He's in a relationship that he's just not cool with right now.
Yeah.
And she is. And how do you navigate through this? And I tell people all the time, like, I'm a psychic medium. I am so not a counselor. Like,
right.
That is so
You're like,
not
I'm going to tell
me.
You what's going to happen, but then go take it somewhere
right,
else.
Right, for sure. Here, I will refer you out. I have friends.
Do you ever see, like, because I actually always wonder this. I'm like, is he holding back? Like, does he know when I'm going to die or when I'm going to, like, I wonder that. Or, like, when I asked you so specifically about relationships, like,
right.
Are you seeing bad stuff? And you're just like, because you do ask at the beginning, you're like, do you want to
know everything?
Yeah. But, like, do you see stuff? And then you're, like, when the guy said, no, I have nothing to say to her, worry about, like, delivery, obviously. And you always deliver it really gently.
Thank you. Well, I mean, I think, you know, it's such a balance because I'm a very, like, as far as me being a friend, some people don't want to be friends with me.
Right.
And I'll tell you why. I'm so direct. I am so, like, this is... Here's what it is.
Yeah.
Here, this is much more of a safe space, and I want to make it much more loving and much more compassionate in what people have to do. But I will also say people know truth. Like with him, you know, him specifically, he knows why he wants to get divorced. He's not ready to speak about it. That's totally fine. That's for him.
Mm-hmm.
And so I don't know if I would say I hold back is... I'm very aware of, like, what I feel like you're ready for and what my spirit guides are ready to sort of give you. Like, if they're not giving me something or a piece of something and I know it's not that full piece, then I'm not going to speak about it because, like, it's not fully coming in.
Do they ever say stuff that you wouldn't say to us?
Yes. But
really?
So I have these light bulbs.
Now I'm going to wonder.
So I have these light bulbs that I work with.
Okay.
And the light bulb that's turned on which means I'm to deliver it. The light bulb that's turned off is for me to understand what's going on. So if I need to talk to you about boundaries, they might give me information, past information, just to help me understand what I'm, it's like I'm trying to piece things together, like a puzzle piece. And so like they're giving me these pieces and I'm just trying to kind of, you know, navigate them together to get a full picture. So if it's something, if they do give me stuff that I'm not supposed to convey, it's not anything that's sort of necessary for you as it's necessary for me to understand
the whole picture.
For sure.
Okay, because that's interesting because definitely like I came in with an agenda and then you really did, we talked about that. But you also were very focused on like my lessons and trying to rein that back. I mean, it always goes back to us, right?
Which it always goes back to what we're learning. If we're learning
so
strength,
annoying. I
mean, right? I've learned it all.
I am good with these lessons. I've learned them. I want no pain and right. I just want to be happy.
You know, what I've learned over time, sort of with readings, is I'm able to tune into sort of what you're learning, right? Because we have tons of lessons that we're learning all the time. So I'm able to tune into some of the lessons and help you. But it's also my hope, and this may be super bad for business, and I'm a horrible business person, but that I eventually don't see clients again, right?
Yeah.
Like that they learn how to self-navigate and know what they're learning so they can do it for themselves.
Yeah.
Because that's sort of the goal anyway.
Right. Mm-hmm. How do you turn it off? Like, okay, this is the question. When I walked in, did you like, was there anything like, do you know what I mean? You said, you told me about my aura and like,
right.
How do you not just like walk through life seeing people all the time or seeing like auras? Like,
I can't turn it off. I can tune it down though.
Okay. What does that mean?
The example that I'll give you is, I was flying back from my parents' house last month and I was stuck in Texas and Dallas. Mm. And, you know, there's storms and there's, you know, flights are delayed and there's a ton of people, a ton of energy. They're frustrated. So I'm somehow able to only focus on me. So my tuning down, I can't turn off my awareness, but I can focus my awareness solely on my energy so that I don't pick up their stuff. The only caveat to that is if someone is really needing to connect with spirit, that can break through. So if I'm at Kroger, or if I'm at Ace Hardware, or if I'm, you know, down on 12 South or whatever, and I'm walking around, I'm at Taco Mamacitas, and someone really needs to talk to someone, like there's a very specific message that needs to be conveyed, then they can come through that. But other than that, there's sort of these really healthy boundaries because they're respecting me and I'm respecting them. I don't want to be overwhelmed with stuff
when I'm stranded. Feel like.
Oh yeah.
Okay, but so if you're at Taco Mamacita, as you said, and someone is like, what does that look like? Is it a person? Is it like, can you describe it? Like,
so because I'm clairvoyant, claircognizant, clairsentient, clairaudient, it comes in different forms. So sometimes I'm seeing someone in their physical form. Sometimes I'm seeing them in my head. Sometimes I'm seeing a shadow, but I'm getting their personality.
Mm-hmm.
So what's interesting is whatever needs to come through. So let's say, like, you know, the thing about Nashville is there are a lot of, like, celebrities that are also, you know, they're just the regular people. And so if somebody does come to a psychic or to a medium, you know, and it's all in the news or all in social media, their, you know, best friend passed away or something, we're going to get information and we're going to see things that is specific to that.
Yeah.
That's not just sort of general. So
that, right.
You know, that we're really connecting to them. So that's why it comes in a lot of different sort of forms. Yeah.
Well, that is interesting you bring that up because that was like one of my biggest things before. I was like, could he look at my Instagram or could he Google me? Right. But that was the thing about my grandfather is it wasn't like you were just saying my grandfather passed away. Like I had put that on my Instagram. Like you could have seen that, but you described his personality and it was like, and then you were like, it's a B name. It's like, you knew what his name was, which was like, you just couldn't Google that, well, you know?
And, you know, I think they know what you need to hear and what needs to be healed. That is so amazing. Like, they totally know this is what you need. This is what needs to be healed. This is what needs to be conveyed. And here it is.
I love that you said healed because people always say, too, did you, like, was that scary? And for me, at the first time I came to you, my grandfather had passed away recently. And I just needed to, talk to him. Well, it's okay. Now we talk all the time. but no, but he, the stuff that I was told, I felt so comforted to know he was okay. You know, like it was very peaceful and it wasn't scary. And now I like talk to him all the time because of it, which maybe makes me sound
and
crazy.
You know what is so funny is they're thinking, I'm fine. I just want to make sure you're doing okay.
Totally. They just needed to know. He needed me to know that he's okay. Last time I came in, he had Parkinson's. And last time I came in, you said, before I told you that, you said, he wants to tell you that like he's moving his arms and he's moving his legs and he's walking around. One of the last things he ever said to me was, I never thought I would end up here where I can't, because he couldn't move. And he was the most like physical person, like always moving and doing stuff and all of that stuff. Yeah.
This crazy. Is not probably, you know, like we're drinking tequila and like the whole crying thing.
Oh my God. Okay. I mean, I could talk to you forever.
I love doing this. I can talk to you forever.
Well, we might have to do like updates with
Frank.
Yes,
for sure.
Where can people find you? Do you want them to find you?
They can.
Well, tell them about your Facebook because you actually do. You give like these updates that, like you did today with your tire, but you give kind of spiritual guidance or what would you call
well,
that?
Well, I would say, you know, in every second and every moment, you can always learn something.
Yeah.
And so, you know, in a space where we are able to share everything, I really love to share things that are meaningful. That doesn't mean that I'm going to do it perfectly or anybody, but my website is The Spirit Chrysalis. The Facebook page is The Spirit Chrysalis. My personal Facebook page is Frank Castellano. And they can find me there. But, you know, I really just love to talk to people about, like, what is spiritual and sort of the mundane, like the normal kind of thing. Because spirituality is found everywhere.
Yeah, you always say that, even in, like, a rainstorm.
Yeah, I mean, it's like there's lessons everywhere. And it's not a punishment thing. It's trying to help you remind you who you are.
Yeah.
You know?
What would you say if people were like, how, because I know not everyone lives in Nashville and can come see you. So,
for sure.
Like, how do you avoid, are there, like, con artists that say they're psychic or anything like that?
So, one
how do you know?
What I would do, people always know truth. Number one. You're always going to know your own truth. So trust it, number one. Number two is, it's one of the reasons why I always start out with, I don't ask you why you're here. You might be here because of your name or because of your career or because of, you know, great aunt, you know, May, you know, has crossed over. I like to do validation, number one, to like connect with you and just make sure that I'm connecting with you, making sure that it's valid. But really just trusting yourself that you're hearing the truth.
And you're going to know. Yeah, you
for
do
sure.
always do that. Like in the readings, you say, I'm not going to say this, but, and you ask a question like, is X, Y, and Z? Which is, so that's how you connect with the people. Oh my God. Well, I just love you.
I love you too.
Thank you
this
for
doing
this.
This was fun, drinking, talking.
Yeah, cheers to that.
Cheers.
You guys, I'll link all of Frank's info on velvetsedge.com. I'm kind of pissed off that I'm giving out your info because I feel like you're going to be booked out forever.
If not me, there are other people
out
there.
Yes, there are others. So just trust your gut.
Yeah, of course.
Okay. Frank, thank you. Cheers.
I love you. Cheers.
Bye.
Bye.